Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to this podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how the Lord goes before us. What's next? Isn't that the question many of us are asking? As humans, we are forward-looking. What does tomorrow hold? Many of us feel that God has a next season for our lives. We acknowledge that as long as we are living, God has a next step for our spiritual growth and purpose. It's vital that we learn a great truth. God's next season for your life will require you to step out in faith. It always does. Your next opportunity, your next ministry, and your next season will necessitate that you take a step of faith to trust God. Why? Because God loves it when we trust Him. He wants His children to place their full faith and confidence in Him, believing that He is leading their lives. You know, I've seen a lot of Christians get stuck and become stagnant. The thing that holds them back is the fear of taking a step of faith. So, in a spiritual sense, they plateau. They are not moving forward. They are not experiencing the joy and excitement of living a journey of faith. So today, if you are paralyzed by fear of the unknown and fear of the what if, let God's word speak to your heart. Let it fill you with the faith to step up and step out into the unknown to trust a known God. In the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, Moses is speaking to the Israelites. Their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land has ended. They are now at the banks of the Jordan River, ready to cross over into Canaan. God had told Moses that He won't be taking possession of the promise with the people. Moses tells the people he is now 120 years old and that he will not be going with them, but that God had appointed Joshua to lead the people. So Moses calls Joshua up before the people. We can only imagine the uncertainty that must have filled Joshua's heart. He would now be responsible for leading these millions of Israelites to take possession of God's promise. But listen to what Moses tells Joshua. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, the Bible says, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Now, I love this verse. Did you catch the first part? Moses tells Joshua, "The Lord Himself goes before you." Joshua is not taking this step of faith alone. He is not walking into his next season of life by himself. Not only is God going with him, God is going before him. So what does that mean? It means Joshua is following God himself. God leads, Joshua follows. The same truth applies to you and me today. God is not asking us to step into a future without him. God is not giving us a pep talk saying, "Go ahead, you will be all right." No, God is walking ahead of us. He is leading the way. God goes before us, and we follow. What assurance this gives us. If I'm going somewhere that I don't know the way, and if I'm going all by myself, now fear might be my companion. But if I'm following someone who knows the way and will lead the way, my confidence just got stronger. As Christians, we are followers. Followers of Jesus. We have surrendered the control and leadership of our lives to the Lordship of Jesus. We are saying, "God, you lead the way, and I will follow." Let's choose to step out in faith. Refuse to remain where you are. Don't get stuck in the fear and uncertainty of tomorrow. Don't be someone who plays it safe. If you do, you'll miss out on the grand adventure God has planned for your life. Isaiah 52, verse 12 says, "For the Lord will go ahead of you. Yes, the God of Israel will protect you from behind." And here's today's challenge. Let this thought be on your mind all day. God is going before you. He is leading the way. All you have to do is to follow. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.